We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's welcome Cameron.
Hey. Hi, Cameron.
What's up, Cameron? Hey, so what happened on your day with Beckett?
Well, y'all, I just don't know because, well, we had our first date. I thought he, like, really, really liked me. We were, like, vibing. We were having, like, a little makeout at the end.
Oh!
Nice!
Yeah, so, yeah.
You weren't scared really to make out with a boy that you just met?
During COVID?
I mean, after we got to, like, at the end, I mean... You know, we talked about it too. We've both been kind of quarantining. This was our first date,
right?
You know, really in a while.
That's what he told me,
and I believed him.
And by the way, Brussels sprouts and old fashions cure up any COVID. So
they do. Know,
by the end of the day, you're okay.
We literally had Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you did?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
I am so. Can I just say I'm so over Brussels sprouts? Is like. This, like, ooh, an appetizer at a restaurant. Like, oh, got to try the Brussels sprouts. They all taste the same. They honestly, I hate them all. Can we choose a new vegetable?
No, they're good, but everyone has them. When Luby starts giving them out, like, all done up, like, with balsamic, like, straight up, like, hipster style, then it's over.
I was just having this conversation last week about how excited I am that restaurants are really kicking up their Brussels.
Booker.
Because it's honestly one of my favorite vegetables, but I was tainted as a child because my mom would grab those frozen Brussels sprouts and just boil them up, and they were disgusting.
Well,
no flavor whatsoever. And then we got to the point where chefs started figuring out how to make them delicious, and now they are so delicious.
What about green beans? What about broccoli?
I'm okay with
all
of those.
What about cabbage? Let's sexy up cabbage.
Fine, Sarah.
All those have been done already,
though. But don't take away my Brussels. I'm loving the Brussels train.
Anyway,
Brussels are still played out, dude.
Back to Waiting by the Phone.
Brussels are like so Von Dutch.
I don't mean to get off track. I just like it really hit a nerve because I'm really tired of like the servers being
preach,
like, have you
dude.
Tried our Brussels sprouts? Yes.
I don't know why you would want anything so delicious to go away. That doesn't make any sense, but
they're
whatever.
They're little fart machines.
Hey, where'd you get that good street corn that one time? The Mexican street corn? Like, it was the most amazing, like, side ever.
Oh, H-E-B?
No, but it's pretty good there, too. But you had it at some restaurant. All
where
right,
was
back
it?
To where
all right, anyway.
I'm so hungry now.
I'm going to go home and make Brussels sprouts.
I'm going to make street
good
corn.
Good for you.
What are we doing, Cameron? Oh, so, yes, Waiting by the Phone.
So, yeah, he ghosted me, y'all. And here's the thing. Guys don't understand how much effort it takes a girl to get ready for a date. Like, we're doing hair. We're doing makeup. We have to pick out an outfit. Like, sometimes we buy stuff for a date. So, I mean, it can even add up. And I just feel like it's, I don't know, we were vibing, and I just feel like it's a little disrespectful for him not to even offer up a second date. I mean, because at the end, he was like, do you want to go out again? You know, like he asked me, and I was like, are you kidding?
He did?
And he's like, good, I feel the same way.
Oh.
So now I'm like, what the, you know?
Right. Call him. See what he says.
Does take a lot of effort. I don't think y'all realize. Y'all complain because you have to help pay, and y'all don't realize how much effort it takes. It's a lot. It's a lot. Just want to put it out there, Brad Booker.
No, I understand it is.
I mean, you know.
It is a lot.
Just letting you know.
But y'all look incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Last weekend when I was having Brussels sprouts, I saw so many attractive women. I know it takes a lot of effort. Hello?
Hello?
Beckett?
Yes.
Beckett. Hey.
Yes.
Hey, good morning. We're calling from the radio. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah, and our segment is called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Cameron on the phone, and we're calling you just to help her out. We're on nobody's side here. It's important to know that. We're not trying to make you look bad or anything. We just want to help her out because she said that you guys went out and had a great time and she hasn't heard from you.
Yeah.
You mind talking to us?
We did. I don't, I think that she certainly has a different perspective on the night than I did. And no disrespect to her, but it was strange. It was kind of a ridiculous sort of night. Yeah.
What happened?
I show up and am under the impression, the mask and everything, and we're outside, and I'm under the impression that, I'm just going on a normal day, right?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to what happened.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
She showed up with a friend who was trying to film our date on her phone.
Wait, what? Was her friend, at a different table?
Right.
Yeah. Her friend was sitting at a different table with an iPhone. She had one of those little, tripod things that she was carrying around with it. Do you know those things that, influencers use? That's apparently her thing, is that she's trying to be a YouTube star. She talked about it during the date, about she's trying to be a YouTube star, and her subscribers want to see her go on dates so that they can offer advice about why she's still single. And, she's still single because she's filming her dates.
Bro, Whoa. This is awesome.
No, hold on.
I love everything about it.
She didn't tell us this, Beckett, for the record. Cameron, why did you fail to mention that little caveat?
Well, okay, first of all, I don't really see what the big deal is. It's not like my friend was on the date with us, sitting with us and interacting with us. Y'all, my friend was sitting across the restaurant and was already there. She showed up. It's not like she drove in the car with us and we social distanced and everything. I guess I didn't mention it because I mean, everybody's about reality TV these days and influencing, and I'm trying to get my YouTube channel up. So I just feel like that's the new norm. So I didn't think that was some sort of deal breaker. I mean, everybody wants to be on TV or on YouTube or an influencer. I actually thought he'd be into it.
No, I'm an accountant.
That's great.
So it sounds like, Beckett, this is not going to be a good match here, huh?
No, and that's the thing. The thing that sucks about it is that at the end of the date, I even said, I would love to go on another date with you if this was not
That's why you said that.
Wow.
Okay, she said that you said that you wanted to go on another date.
Yeah, but I can't. Okay. I have no interest in my life being a commodity. I just have
Here's the thing, though. On our date, you said you want a girl who is ambitious, who is a go-getter,
who's
smart, who put together and takes care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, hair done, makeup done, looking great. I'm ambitious. I'm creative. I'm trying to, get my name and my face out there. And I'm I'm checking all these boxes. And now you're, shaming me for wanting to, be somebody.
Oh, my God.
I'm not shaming you. I just don't want to date you.
There you go. He's an accountant.
Just like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!